Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, April 2nd, 2010, a day we call Good Friday. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We prepare these messages each weekday morning with the intent of encouraging others in their faith. Today's message is simply titled Good Friday. In the scripture text, actually we've used it several messages ago, but it fits so well again today from Acts 2, verse 23.
This man was handed over to you by God's set purpose and foreknowledge, and you, with the help of wicked men, put him to death by nailing him to the cross.
Last night we partook of communion in our church, followed by a time of foot washing and prayer for one another. We wanted to emphasize what Christ had done for us as we commemorate the events that took place on Maundy Thursday, the night Christ was betrayed.
Jesus said to the chief priests when he was arrested, and I quote, "This is your hour, when darkness reigns." That's taken from Luke 22:53. This hour of darkness appeared to be a hopeless situation, an excruciating time in the cosmos, from our Lord's arrest to his final cry on the cross, a time when our Lord himself said, "Darkness reigns." But some 53 days later, an empowered Peter stood boldly before the crowd on the day of Pentecost and gave the first recorded sermon of the church. He who had days earlier cowered in fear as he denied knowing Christ now emphatically addresses many of those same people who had a role in putting Christ to death.
We find such richness in the entire daily verse, but especially ponder one phrase, by God's set purpose. Now, many are familiar with the King James Version, which translates this, the determinate counsel of God. Well, the atoning sacrificial death of God's only begotten Son was no accident.
Following Abraham's remarkable encounter with God on Mount Moriah, when God provided a sacrifice for Isaac, and I quote, "He called that place, the Lord will provide." And to this day it is said, "On the mountain of the Lord it will be provided." And that's found in Genesis 22:14. This verse contains the Hebrew description, Jehovah Jireh, for God. Now many of us have sung the Jewish tune, Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me. We may take this Hebrew name to mean God provides for our everyday needs, and he does. But the greatest provision is in regard to our eternal salvation.
700 years before Christ came to earth, Isaiah spoke of the one who was, and I quote Isaiah 53 verse 5, led like a lamb to the slaughter. As Jesus began his ministry, John prophetically declared, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Even as he was arrested, the narrative underscores his foreknowledge. Jesus, knowing all that was going to happen to him. And in the final book of the Bible, we read about the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world.
Today, we who are of the Christian faith look back nearly 2,000 years ago to the ultimate sacrifice. On this Good Friday, we solemnly remember that at the ninth hour, our Savior breathed his last at the hands of wicked men. We also realize this day is good because God showed us the full extent of his love by making restitution for our redemption.
Perhaps the merciful attitude expressed in Joseph's response to his wicked brothers would take on much greater fulfillment as Christ poured out his goodness on those who sought to do him evil. Consider that verse that Joseph stated. "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives."
Yes, surely God intended the cross for good. He even used evil hearts to bring about his set purpose. He was not overcome by evil, but he overcame evil with good. God's plan of salvation was divine in nature, but he also helps us every day in our overcoming evil with good. We walk in newness of life and in the power of his resurrection.
This Good Friday, let us indeed praise God from whom all blessings flow. As we remember the greatest sacrifice, let us give deep, heartfelt thanks to God for His incomparable love. And the demonstration of His love is seen in the one impaled on a bloody cross.
Let's pray together. Father, the words that Jesus spoke to the chief priests upon His arrest, this is your hour when darkness reigns, would days later turn into the finest hour on the Christian calendar. Torture and death did not have the final say, for darkness dissipated and light broke through as Jesus rose from the tomb. We are joyful and victorious as we walk in the newness of life provided through the death and resurrection of our Savior. We're also reminded that evil and death have no permanent hold over us, for the former things have lost their power because Jesus defeated our greatest enemy. Thanks be to you, our Father, for your indescribable gift of salvation. Amen.
Amen. Well, we've had quite a bit of laboring today to get this message out. In fact, we're finishing the podcast in the early afternoon, about 1 o'clock. But indeed, may God help us to always remember the love that Christ demonstrated when He died on the cross for our sins. We do have a couple of photos up today. One, a photo of three crosses that touches my heart that is at the beginning of the message. But then a photo I took just yesterday, which is a sure sign of spring when we see the small Amish roadside flower carts. They will soon dot our county, and we saw our first one of the season yesterday near New Holland, Pennsylvania, and had to take a picture of it. As is typically our desire, we also post some songs today that relate to the message, and of course songs dealing with the cross. And there are so many, but we found several that we feel would be a spiritual supplement to our work. Our ministry is on the web at dailyencouragement.net. We post these messages each weekday. This is the message we have posted for Good Friday, April 2nd, 2010. Have a blessed day, a blessed weekend, and of course, we know it is Friday, but we know what happened on Saturday.